Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Lakers lose yesterday. And with all of the stories, like, look, the Kyrie getting the bottle thrown at him and smushing the face of the leprechaun. Obviously, there's some ugliness there. But I think everyone knew the Nets are going to beat the Celtics, right? It's not a surprise. There's some other very good series. Portland and Denver is a very good series.
Yep.
The Bucks mollywhopping the Heat and the Heat culture, going out and getting swept 4-0. Like, that's a surprise. But, Rob, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. After the Game 3 performance, it was like the regular season means nothing. The Lakers are clearly not only the better team, but probably the best team in the West. Like, this thing was a wrap, and then something screwy happened. Chris Paul looks magically healed. Right, like he went into the locker room in the Valley, and Mr. Miyagi did that rub his hands together and put his chi in him thing.
You know, because he was so ineffective prior to this, it was like, how? Because everybody thought, Doug, he should have taken the game off or so. You know what I mean? To try to get fully healthy, and he played through it, but all of a sudden he looked like Chris Paul.
He did, and then. Anthony Davis goes down with injury, and now all of a sudden the Lakers, what was how quickly can we get this series over with? Can we get this thing over in 5 so we can go get rested? They're going to be lucky to get out of the series. How big a trouble do you think they're in?
I think they're in huge trouble. I just, the injury situation, I never felt like wasn't going to reappear for the Lakers because of Anthony Davis's history and LeBron James's age. I thought a lot of stuff had to go right for them. Kyle Kuzma, what happened to him, Doug? He's like zero for the Lakers.
I think, right? L.A. happened to him.
What happened to him? He was supposed to. You remember, LA, they didn't want to let him go. For Anthony Davis. Now, Kyle Kuzma's not going anywhere. You remember that?
He was, no, absolutely. I mean, like, look, coming into last year, last year, the thought was like, all right, we got Anthony Davis and Kyle Kuzma, LeBron James. You can put us down for 70, 75 a night from those three. That was the plan, right? That was the plan. And then by the end of the year, it was like, well, we got Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and occasionally we got Kyle Kuzma. And it hasn't, yeah, he's looked like a guy who LeBron still gives the side eye to, is not really bought into, doesn't really know where he's supposed to be with these guys. Now, do I think he could have statistically a very good series here and could pick it up because he knows how to play when they play LeBron ball, right? Like, give it to LeBron. He makes every pass and every play. Like, sure, but that's kind of what it's going to have to take. And then the question becomes, one, can LeBron do that anymore physically? And then two, does his body hold up? Because this is only the second time he's been hurt. Yeah, I think the whole thing is fascinating, not just what's happened. And this is the way that dynasties or quasi-dynasties end. Like, go back, and everybody points to the fact that Kobe and Shaq hated each other at the end of their three-peat. They did. They didn't get along. But Rick Fox got hurt. Karl Malone got hurt. That was part of the reason why they were so limited when they, you know, when they split early with the Pistons, and they went back to Detroit. Like,
I never came back. Right. Nobody believed that. If you remember, I covered that series, Doug, and I remember media members after. You remember, because the Pistons should have won game two. Kobe hit that three, and then they won in overtime. And people are like, okay, that's it. You know, the Pistons got their one win. That's going to be the end of it. That Pistons team was a really good team. Not with great players, per se, but just together. And that was the beginning, and that was the end of that run with the Lakers, and everything changed after that.
So, like, look, we can go back through, pick the dynasty, and with the exception of, you know, Jordan retiring, right? I mean, what ended, even the Warriors dynasty, where they won two in a row. Like, look, they're beating the Raptors if everybody outside of Steph Curry doesn't get hurt, right? Kevon Looney's hurt. And of course, Klay gets hurt in game six. They were still competitive in six games without Kevin Durant.
He could have made if Steph Curry made that shot, they could have won that game, Doug, seven. Am I right? He got a look at the end of that game.
But the point is, like, if Klay doesn't get hurt, they might win the series. If KD doesn't get hurt, they definitely win the series. Injuries have brought down injuries, and most injuries because of age, but some just injuries have brought down more of these dynasties or quasi-dynasties than anything. And I just wonder if that's what happens to the Lakers. And it really, the juxtaposition of the Clippers, who 72 hours ago, whatever, you know, go back to Friday afternoon.
We're dead.
And the Lakers were like, dude, we don't have to play the Clippers again. They dodged us in the second round, and we don't have to play them again. To now, the Clippers feeling like they have complete control of their series, and the adjustments that Tyronn Lue's made in combination with Luka having whatever's going on with his neck, like that thing looks over. As opposed to the Lakers are now like, holy crap, we could lose to the Suns, who we wanted to play because it's a positive matchup for us.
Yep, no doubt about it. I think Laker fans are very, very concerned. And the tables that quickly have turned. And if the Suns go back, you know, to Phoenix game five, and they're able to win that, and there's no Anthony Davis, then the Lakers' goose will be cooked. I mean, that obviously is a huge game. And I picked the Suns in this series to start, Doug. I did.
Because you're that guy. You're that guy.
I am that guy. I picked the Suns. And
did
I also
you really
the
believe
Clippers.
The Suns are going to beat if they're at full strength? You really believe the Suns beat the Lakers?
I did, because I didn't think the Lakers would be at full strength. I was like, there's just
you didn't
too
know
much
who was going to get hurt, but you felt like somebody's going to get hurt.
Yes, I felt like they were not going to be able to complete the series without a piece missing, and the Suns
you know
are younger.
Reminds me of, like, look, we're getting, and people do it on Memorial Day as well, which I don't know, like they do the fireworks thing. I remember there was a 4th of July, I was in Drumright, Oklahoma, and all these guys are like volunteer firefighters. So that's like their, hey, I can light whatever fireworks possible. And, you know, you spend like most of the day drinking and cooking out. And this is before I had kids. And I just remember all these guys going off into a field to light off these big fireworks. And that was my thinking. I was like, I don't know who's going to get hurt, but somebody's going to get hurt in this sort of thing. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove myself and I'm going to go stay, even though I like seeing things blow up, right? Like I like seeing fireworks like any red-blooded American man. I like that. That's fun.
I'm with you. I'm out the way. I don't know
which one of you guys is going to end up losing a digit, but it's not going to be me, so I'm going to remove myself. That's how you looked at the Lakers series to begin with.
I really did, and I just thought the Suns are young, and people discounted them the whole way as if all the games they won during the regular season didn't matter. I mean, that's all I heard was, oh, who are you afraid of in the West? Not Utah or not the Suns. And I'm just like, really, those games don't count at all? What they were able to accomplish? Devin Booker, nothing he did mattered.
No, Full strength, the Lakers are beating Phoenix. Full strength, they're better than Phoenix. It's a bad matchup for Phoenix. I would disagree with you there. But the thought that somebody's going to get hurt, that one I understand, and Nostradamus, it did, in fact, come true.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I believe that you can't win something in the first half, but you can damn sure lose it. And I understand what I think I respect about NBA coaches above most guys who sit in these chairs is if you've coached or played in professional basketball, you understand how much is really going on. Like the coaching is so far and away above that of what happens in college basketball or even at the lower levels of professional basketball. Like it is, I mean, you know, David Blatt obviously kind of stepped in it here because he talked about it being like a fighter pilot. But there really are those many decisions. And sometimes you have to manage, a lot of times you have to manage this in the fourth quarter of a game. Do you take, I mean, we saw this with the Hawks in game two in New York. The only game the Hawks have lost to the Knicks, it felt like they kept Trae Young out when he's running a fever too long in the fourth quarter. And then by the time they bring him back, you know, a couple of his teammates miss open shots and they can't ultimately close the gap and beat the Knicks.
I thought that was the case too in watching that game. I was surprised he wasn't out there. Like Knicks were taking over.
So we see it a lot in the fourth quarter. LeBron takes a break in the fourth quarter, right? They, all these guys they take because to push him all the way through, a lot of times those last 3 or 4 minutes, you got to have something in the tank. As much as you think it's like a video game where they don't get tired, so it doesn't, you know, and I do know that in video games they have some that where they get fatigued. And it's really hard for a video game to mimic that of the NBA. And how much does fatigue play a part in what you do and how you do it? There's a science behind sports science. So I'm not disregarding it. But every game is different unto itself. Right? Every game is different. Like my dad died almost 6 years ago. And he was a good college basketball coach. He was a very good AAU coach. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he was Red Auerbach, right? Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't great at drawing up plays. He wasn't, but he did. Every coach has some pearls of wisdom when they've done it for 20 years. Otherwise, what the hell were they doing for 20 years? And his expression was always, every game is a story or a game unto itself. And today we're talking about the Clippers not just being back in the series, but with Luka Doncic having something weird in his neck. They looked non-competitive in the second half. Luka looked like he couldn't do anything. And whether it's because he couldn't move and guard anybody or the real Mavericks showed up, I mean, it was a non-competitive second half. Mm-hmm. But I go back to Friday night and the Clippers weren't ready to play. They're down 2-0. They're super tight. You know, they don't have Serge Ibaka. He's out with a bad back. They get down 14-2 to start the game. You're like, oh, boy.
Oh, it was ugly. Doug, it was like, here we go. And I think Luka had, what, 8 straight points to start the game? It was like, here we go again. This is a wrap.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're up 28-11. Complete control of the game. And Rick Carlisle, and I'm not in any way trying to tell you Rick Carlisle's an idiot because he's won an NBA championship. And generally
I saw Rick up close when he was a coach in Detroit. Remember when they started to turn around? Larry Brown was the one who won the championship, but Rick started, you know, that transformation. And I also covered Rick when he was a player, Doug, with the Nets. I covered Rick. So I've known Rick for a long time.
So this is in no way to go like, he's an idiot, okay? But, and I hate this, they did what they always do in taking Luka out at like the 6-minute mark. Right, they're up 23-8, and all of a sudden he's got guys checking in for Luka Doncic, who's made his first 4 buckets. They're up 28-11, complete control of the game, and they sub him out. Now you might say to yourself, like, "What's the big deal? It's the first quarter. Everybody makes a run in the NBA." That's true. Okay, go back and look. You get that thing over 20, and it's almost always a wrap. You get it over 25. Good night. Drive home, go home safely. The Clippers felt like at that point they were so tight, they wanted to just, let's just get this thing over with. Luka checks out and it's like, really? Wait, you're going to take the guy who's dominating the series out of the game? I think they lost the series in that short stint of time. Let's welcome in Michael Lee, who does a fantastic job covering the NBA for the Washington Post. He joins us here in the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Michael, obviously there's obviously other big stories to talk about, But am I crazy for being harshly critical of a really good coach doing what he always does, but not reading the moment and the chance to stick the dagger in the heart of the Clippers?
A little bit. I mean, I think that, you know, if you're up by 19, which is what they were, and the way that Tim Hardaway Jr. has been playing, the way a lot of their reserves have been playing, you got to trust what's been working. They went up 2-0 in L.A. using the same exact formula, and they crushed the Clippers there. There's no reason to think that the way the Clippers came out and performed that they were all of a sudden going to turn around, but they did. So I think that's sort of a hindsight thing, the way to look back at it and say, yeah, they lost it there. And you could say they did. But I don't think that Rick Carlisle was wrong in doing what was working the first two games and looked like it was going to work again in game three.
Yeah, you know what? In that series, the first three games, Dallas shot 51% from three. I mean, so I think it was skewed where people thought that was normal or regular. Man,
But Rob, they couldn't guard him. The Clippers couldn't guard him.
No,
They couldn't figure out a matchup that they like. Anytime they brought in Zubac, you know, he's going right at Zubac, you know, or Porzingis was going, you know, stretching Zubac out, right? They couldn't figure it out.
Something else happened in that game too during that stretch when Luka sat. Kawhi Leonard said, "Nah, you know, forget this. I'm taking over right now." And he had like seven straight shots, and they couldn't stop him because he didn't shoot the first couple minutes of the game. He was just kind of cruising into the game and getting feeling it out. And then once he said, "Nah, I'm not going out like this," and everybody else on the team just started getting their confidence, and you can just sort of see it right now. You know, it's funny, after the first two games, everyone's ready to bury Kawhi, and everyone's saying, "How dare we ever think he was the best player in the game? What are we doing? Why do we anoint this guy after he won a championship? Oh, he's a bum, la da da da." Hey, what has he been doing? this whole series, he's been off the charts.
Can I give you this, Michael? He just said it. He was 8-for-8 to start the game. Game four, he started 6-for-6. And let me give you his numbers in this play in the playoff.
It's crazy.
65% shooting from the field, 50% from three. I mean, you're right. He has been unbelievable in the playoffs.
And I'll say this. I mean, I was talking to an exec just recently, and I was saying he said to me something I have to agree with. You give me last year's Raptors with last year's Kawhi Leonard, they probably go back-to-back last year in the bubble. They probably go back-to-back. You see how good the Raptors were last year going to the Game 7 in the conference semis?
I mean,
and you have Kawhi Leonard on that squad? They at least get out of the East. I mean,
right.
I think if Kawhi wins this series and they do what people expect them to do, we might be redefining who Kawhi is. That's what I love about the playoffs. Every game is like some sort of, time to
referendum.
Talk about your legacy or whatever.
Right. Referendum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, let's get to the Lakers. I mean, you want to talk about things change quickly. I'm telling you, Michael, I live in Los Angeles. 24 hours ago, they were getting ready to put the other banner up. They were like, where are we going to put 18 up? Where are we going to put it up?
Right? Yeah.
Remember, in game three, LeBron's posting up, and the bench is in full clown mode. They're laughing. They're giggling like, man, they are having a great time. What a connected basketball team. Look at LeBron in your 18. He's having such a great time. Even yesterday, early in the game, a spin and transition. He dunks it. He felt even surprised by the fact he could still do that. And
that pull-up on the alley-oop off the backboard?
Yeah. And then, they throw it out the backboard to him. Caruso to LeBron. Like, these dudes are having fun. And then Anthony Davis goes down, and meanwhile the Suns had woken up. What would your level of concern be if you were a Laker fan?
If AD's hurt, it's on 11 out of 10 or 50 out of 10. I mean, it's the ultimate level of concern because you look at I think the Lakers are like 1-6 this year with LeBron and without AD this year. That's not a good record, and you're playing a good team, and you're playing a team that we still haven't seen Devin Booker, after game one, have the type of performance we know he's capable of. And, you know, going back to Phoenix, he's probably going to be ready and prime to have that kind of game that we expect from him, knowing what kind of star he is. So I think that there's a lot of reason to be worried, you know, because even as great as LeBron is, he hasn't had one of those takeover-type games. I'm not saying he's not capable of it. We know he is. We know what he can do at this time of year. But it's so much easier when you have AD out there to draw the attention of everybody else. And the question is LeBron going to bring it? It's who else on the Lakers is going to bring it. You know, Those two games that they dominated and made everybody think, oh, yeah, the Lakers are back. They're about to repeat. It's because AD played at that level. AD was that dude. And, you know, for everyone wants to joke and call him A. Disney in the bubble, but he was the man in that postseason run, hitting that big shot against Denver, yep. in the finals, everything. He's the guy that elevated that franchise, you know, because, I mean, LeBron got hurt that first year in L.A. They didn't make the playoffs. They won a championship the first year with A.D. So whatever the highest level of concern is, that's what it is if A.D. is not going to be 100% this series.
What's your take on Milwaukee? And they Miami from last year, is that just a fluke, the bubble fluke for the Heat? Because they weren't even competitive in this series against Milwaukee.
Yeah,
what'd you make of that?
There are a lot of factors in what Miami wasn't good this year, you know, from COVID to Victor Oladipo's injury to just not having that same rhythm or fire as they had. Tyler Hero wasn't the same as he was last year in the bubble.
Well, remember, they didn't want to give away Tyler Hero at any cost.
Yeah.
They would have had James Harden if they gave away Tyler Hero.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of factors that prohibited them from really elevating. But I'm more impressed by the Bucks. I think the conversation is more about them and just what the addition of Jrue Holiday has done, and also just giving that defensive presence and P.J. Tucker. I mean, based on the way they look, I mean, Brooklyn's going to have his hands full because, you know, Giannis is still playing at an MVP level, even though he didn't make the top three. He still was on that level this year. Chris Middleton seems to be in a real comfortable space, just mainly because Jrue Holiday's there. Chris Middleton knows that he doesn't have to be a superstar if Giannis isn't. He knows that he can just be Chris Middleton because Jrue Holiday is going to take out the other team's best player. And so the way Brooklyn's been looking on the defensive end, you know, and the way Milwaukee is playing defense, I mean, right now, they like the better team, especially with the addition of P.J. Tucker. So Milwaukee exercised some demons right there, and they look like a team that's more poised for a longer run than the previous 2 years. It's going to be tough. That Brooklyn, I'm looking forward to that series more than any other series in this postseason. But I think right now you have to give the edge to Milwaukee just based on continuity and that defensive presence.
Michael Lee joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show, along with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. And, okay, so Kyrie was magnificent yesterday, right? Maybe not
39 points.
Maybe not as good as Kevin Durant, but there's no way I can sit here. And I know the Celtics are depleted, right? You don't have three
shots. You still got to make shots, though. You still got to make shots.
No, I mean, if we're telling the honest tale, The Nets were already a prohibitive favorite. Jaylen Brown out for the year. Now you're down two more starters. The Nets are already better than the Celtics. But, like, look, he played great, okay? First, what do you make of the stepping on the leprechaun's face and smushing the leprechaun's face?
You know, let him have it. You know what I mean? You can get mad about it. Don't throw no water bottle at him. I mean, when Terrell Owens went to the star, what happened there? Emmitt Smith handled it, right? Emmitt Smith handled it. Not the Cowboys fans. Emmitt Smith handled it. So I think if he did it and Celtics players are upset by it, let them handle it. You know, I don't make too much of it. I mean, guys out there, they got emotions. You know, they got frustrations. And Kyrie let it out in that moment. I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but I don't know what kind of frustration Kyrie's feeling. So I let him have it, and that's part of the competition.
But
if anybody's upset about it.
Isn't that, like, look, it's different with T.O. because – at the time, T.O. was with the Niners. He hadn't played for the Cowboys. That's the ultimate irony to it, right? Is he comes to play for the Cowboys.
That he winds up playing for them, right?
Right, right. I mean, it's so ironic. It's not even funny. Anyway, but like, Kyrie was the one who grabbed the microphone and said, "If you'll have me, I want to stay." Kyrie was the one who had.
He didn't promise, though, he was staying. If you listen to that statement, he didn't say, "I'm going to be here for sure." He didn't say that.
He came as close as you can, but he didn't.
Rob, you're literally the only person
I'm
going to parse his words here
and
going.
And I told Chris.
No, it wasn't. Listen, all it was a fan-friendly event, right?
He didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say anything.
None of this stuff had to happen, okay?
Yeah.
But it did happen, and then whatever went down, and I know a little bit more about what went down, and none of it was the Celtics fans. It's Kyrie and his inability to get along with his teammates and the fact that they achieved less with him than they did without him. Like, that's all that kind of went down there. And all of a sudden it becomes about the fans, the Celtics, and racism. And, yeah, some idiot throws a water bottle. I don't I have no idea if a dude wearing a Kevin Garnett jersey did it because Kyrie's black, or maybe just because he's annoyed at Kyrie and he had too much to drink and he's an idiot. But I just, like, this Kyrie rewriting the narrative of everybody doing him wrong, is it's kind of comical.
Yeah, I mean, I give Kyrie a lot of blame for how that situation in Boston ended. I thought he handled it in a very tacky manner. I think what he's been saying since he left has been, you know, take some responsibility for the role you play and why Boston fans don't like you right now. And don't make it about race. I agree with you on that. I mean, we can talk about Boston and racism. That's another issue. We talk about American racism. That's another issue. I mean, this is the anniversary of the Tulsa of massacre. So let's remember that, too. But on another topic, on this topic, I'm staying on the course. When it comes to Kyrie Irving, he's got to take responsibility for what he did. He's got to take responsibility for not showing up when Boston needed him. He got to just say, just own it and just move on. And, you know, I don't know what prompted him to do it. It's just probably just something in the moment. But I didn't make as big a deal of it. I'm more upset at the fan who threw the water bottle because that could have really hurt somebody.
Right.
And that was just, I mean, that's what I take more issue with than anything.
What?
But I think that if a guy, if he didn't like Boston and he didn't like playing there anymore and he doesn't like the city and he didn't like the team, then, you know, whatever. You know, I think that fans have a right to say whatever they want to them without crossing the line. And I also think you've got to be able to take it.
Michael, let me ask you.
If you leave the way you did, you got to be ready to take it. You can't just deflect. You got to be able to say, yeah, I messed up.
Let me ask you one more question because we're running out of time. The Danny Ainge response to, like, I've been in Boston for 26 years. I don't know anything about this, and no player ever told me.
Come on, Danny.
I mean, how could Danny Ainge honestly say that and have people take him seriously, like, given the history of Boston?
I mean, if he talked to one of his teammates from that era, they would be able to tell him for sure. I'm sure if he talked to Cornbread Maxwell, he'd tell him exactly what his experience in Boston was like. He loves Boston, he still lives there, but I know he experienced some things. I don't know why Danny would say that. I don't know what he tried to prove by saying that. If I'm a Celtics player right now, I'm looking at him with a side eye for him to even express that. That was just wrong. I can't believe that he would. I don't understand why you would be defensive of being racist. I don't understand why you would defend racism and say, oh, we're not that bad. Yo, man, just accept it.
Can I meet you halfway? All you got to say is, like, look, man. You don't have to say that. You got, like, look, obviously the history of Boston in the past.
Yes.
There's some ugliness there. And we've all been, like, our eyes open to the fact that some of these idiots still exist. And all we're trying to do is get that ratio to be eliminated to where it's there aren't any. But we're not to that point, but it's not close to what it maybe used to be. And you know, the only thing you can do is point it out when it happens and realize that most people aren't like that. But when it does work both ways, though, right? When I'll just tell you, when Kyrie says, you know, like, there's racism there, like, yo, I'm not a racist. Like, no one likes being called racist, and also no one likes being told that none of it actually exists.
Right.
Like,
These two things can't go hand in hand. Right. Danny can't say, I've been there 26 years and I don't know of any of it. Like that is unacceptable. That's where you're being disingenuous.
You also can't diminish anyone's experience.
Yes.
Like, I'm a black man and I've been to Boston dozens, thousands of times. I mean, I'm a black man who loves Boston. Yep. I enjoy being in Boston. I've had a great experience in Boston. I've never encountered any racism in Boston.
And I've had the exact opposite.
In a lot of places. But I have a lot of friends who've had the exact opposite experience. And I'm never going to diminish their experience. I'm going to say, oh, man, that's messed up. And try to empathize with them and understand it. I'm not going to dismiss it because I'm not aware of it. Even if you aren't aware of it and say, you know what, let me reach out to him and figure out what he experienced before I open my mouth and sound like a moron. Don't try to diminish racism or anybody's experience. Try to understand it and empathize it. That's what Danny Ainge should have done. Instead of trying to act like it's nothing exists, actually ask somebody. Talk to somebody. Talk to Jaylen Brown. Talk to one of your players. Say, hey, man, is this true? Is this something that you've experienced? Don't go on the radio and try to act like you know that's something that doesn't exist or say something that exists. Ask a question. Figure it out on your own. Don't try to dismiss it. This is real.
It's Mr. Michael Lee. Check him out in the Washington Post. To follow him on social media as well. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Mike,
we appreciate it.
Take it easy, bud.
Hey, nice talking to y'all, fellas. Take care.
Pleasure.
Enjoy your holiday.
The pressure is all ours.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Look, there's great sporting events happening throughout the world, including in the French Open taking place, Rob?
Yes, sir. I've been to the Australian Open. But the French Open is underway.
It is underway. And do most Americans know it's underway?
No. Used to. Things have changed. You know that with tennis.
I do think the French Open is one that's like, it's all red. It's dirty. They're playing on clay. It's that in the French Open. It's like, we care only in record more than we actually care. Still, the big story is, and it's a bigger story within the smaller sport, is Naomi Osaka, who, of course, won two majors last year. She's been fined $15,000 after skipping her mandatory news conference following her first round win at the French Open. Now, she said, of course, she said she wasn't going to do any media because of mental health issues, right?
Yes, and this was prior to the event taking place. She put it out on social media, Doug, and said, "Oh, I'll just take the fine or whatever, but this is what I'm doing."
She beat Patricia Maria Tigg 6-4 and 7-6, and afterwards tweeted, "Anger is the lack of understanding. Change makes people uncomfortable." Huh? What do you think of the fine and her skipping the media? In your opinion?
I think it's dead wrong. I think it's unprofessional. I love that the Grand Slam tournaments in tennis put out a joint statement and said if she continues this, Doug, that they will take other steps, including maybe disqualification. When you sign up to be a professional athlete, this is a part of your job. It just is. You can do whatever you want. You're out there to help to promote the game, Doug. It's not about us. People get this so wrong. As a guy who's been a journalist and a sports writer for 35 years, we're there for the fans to ask the questions that they can't ask you. It's not about us. So you're not hurting us. You're taking away tennis fans from hearing your opinion on what went on the court, and that's why they can't let it slide. They can't.
Well, I agree, And, you know, you're conflicted over when she mentions mental health issues and the negativity that she believes.
She should stay home. She should stay home if she has mental health issues and take care of that. I'm being sympathetic. I'm not being comical.
I understand what you're saying. I would say, I think that the tennis is as mentally a challenging a sport as there is. Literally, the reason people go off on referees, there's nobody else to blame other than yourself, right? Like, you just can't. And you screw up, and there's no teammates to blame except in left here in doubles. It's really hard mentally, but look, your sport in terms of popularity, your story is a fascinating one, and you are one of the bright young stars of it. And yeah, it is your job to do media availability. And you could also say hey, I don't feel comfortable asking that question. Next question, please.
Yeah, right? No comment.
No comment. Or you can just say, hey, next question, please. I just don't feel like that's appropriate. You're allowed to do that.
Yes.
You're allowed to do all of that. And I think she's making it worse. And I think she's hurting her sport, which is going to end up hurting her financially.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.